I quit my job. Mm. Quit my job.
That's big. We need a check.
Now, first of all, I don't have no place to stay out there. I don't have no job out there. But yeah. He said go, and I'm like, I can't prolong it no more.
Y'all, I am so excited to be able to chop it up with a legend, a now friend, and I'm just really excited that Portia Carter, the purpose-driven creative, is here today.
Yes.
We have to talk about faith. How are you feeling today?
I feel great. Yes? I'm happy to be here. You're amazing.
No, stop it. So, listen.
No, to be in your presence is everything right now.
That's how I feel right now. I'm like, I feel like a kid in a candy store. But I do want to tell the people. So, basically, I really got invested in your journey top of 2021 because you started a challenge towards your birthday. You were focused in, what was it called again?
The 22 Days of Prayer Challenge.
22 Days of Prayer Challenge. And I was right there with you. Some mornings I was in the gym on your live. And so
wait
I became
a minute.
Oh yes. Oh yes. And so I became
that's what's up. I appreciate
very
that.
Very connected. So, last week I was in the shower. Oh, you're live. Like, I mean, listen, okay.
Wait a minute.
Life gotta keep moving,
but
we tune it in.
Thank you. Thank you. That's love.
The practices that you were like giving out and feeding the people spiritual food, I was one of those people, right? And so I feel like I was able to blossom and I had some breakthroughs of my own through your showing up. Okay. And so even over the summer, you've been doing stuff and working and you're active and you've done, you know, Warfare Wednesdays and stuff like that. Yeah. Recently, you had a conversation on Wednesday on your live. Follow her. The ad is under the video here. You're moving to New York. But it was all faith how we got to this point. I want to ask you the question. Talk to me about the signs that you were seeing, because you had, we're short form here. You had a dream, you saw some things, and now you're just like constantly are seeing signs that are reaffirming what God has for you.
Man, so God speaks to me in a lot of different ways. I dream prophetically sometimes, but when he gave me the New York thing, I'm just like, absolutely not. Because I don't do the cold. I hate any place where it get below 60 degrees. It's just not my forte. I grew up in Detroit on the east side where cold. If the bus is coming on the east side, I had to catch a city bus at school. So if the bus is coming on the east side and they got 20 people on the bus, they will pass you up. So sometimes I got left in that snow up to my thighs because I'm short and was crying and my tears would freeze on my face. Mm. And it was just like, I just can't do the cold. So I'm like, Lord, I need clarity. You got to tell me. And in one day of me asking clarity, I got so many different signs. I'm talking about people sending videos, randomly sending me a video, and people are mentioning New York in the video. Now, this sign didn't count, but I want to just speak about it because New York was all over Instagram that week when he, you know, told me about this.
Yeah.
But it was because of the Versus battle where Jadakiss was singing the song, I'm from New York. So everybody's reposting him doing that. And I'm just like, nah, wait a minute. Now, Lord, I ain't going to take this as a sign. But then somebody like, okay, in order to elevate, you got to move to new locations. And then, as you know, I work in HR at the Television Academy, which is the office of the Emmys. So I'm screening resumes for three different positions that day. And 95% of the resumes had New York all over it. Mm. Like, these people either lived there before, worked there before, or live there now. And it was just to the point where I'm just like, do they even know what they're applying to? Do they even know that this is in LA? And so it was the last sign that he gave me that day. Now, it has been so many signs. That was August 4th. So it has been so many signs from August 4th all the way up until now of him just doing, like, showing me. But the last sign he gave me that day, after seeing all of that, he was just like, well, no, I got an email on my phone. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a promotional email, so the body doesn't even matter, like whatever was in the text.
Yeah.
But the email came across my phone. I'm taking a break from seeing New York all over these resumes. I'm like, I need a brain break. I need to take a break from work at this moment. And the title of the email that comes up when I look at my phone says, so, ... you need more clarity. And it was at that moment that I knew that he really wanted me to go. And so from there, the signs have been outrageous to the point where a month after that, I ended up like, okay, Lord, I'm going to do what you want me to do. At first, I had went out there. I went out there like towards the end of August to, like, you know, go scout out the land. I'm like, he want me out there. Let me go see what he want me out there for. I'm like, at least that I can do is apartment search.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you know? Because you're living in it and you're seeing these signs. How do you know that it is God speaking and not your ego?
So he speaks to me. I know the way that he speaks to me. When you have a personal relationship with God, it's easy to tell mm-hmm. how he's speaking to you, because he only speaks to you how he speaks to you. Nobody can tell you how to hear from God. You can only hear from God based on your personal relationship. And so when you begin to, when you're in prayer, first of all, prayer is the first and foremost. And you like, which is why I did the 22 days of prayer challenge at the beginning of the year, from the 1st till January 22nd, my birthday.
Yeah.
I wanted to have people be in a consistent place of prayer. That means at the same time, mm-hmm. like every single day.
Yep.
Like, we're going to get up and we're going to talk to God and we're going to ask him for things and we're going to worship him and we're going to praise him, because all of that literally shapes and molds your life. Nothing happens without you first coming to God about it, right?
Yeah.
And so because I have a relationship through prayer, I know how he speaks to me. Mm-hmm. And I know when it's me saying something. I know when it's my flesh, because well, let me tell you something. I hit him with a quick no, absolutely not. Like, I just moved to LA. It's only been 5 years.
Yeah.
And yes, that was like a leap of faith as well. But it's a difference between you taking a leap of faith for somewhere you want to go.
Yes.
And then you taking a leap of faith for somewhere God is telling you to go.
Direction.
And that's how I knew that was like a big difference, because I'm like, absolutely not. I don't want to go. But it was so strong. And then it was like conviction. And it was like, I fear God too much to keep saying no.
Yeah.
I fear him too much to walk in the opposite direction when he's giving me clear distinctive mm-hmm. signs, wonders, things are happening, conversations are coming up, people randomly asking me, like, are you moving to New York soon? Like, just random.
I am a faith believer. I grew up Christian, and I mm-hmm. still do practices, and I'm a very spiritual person, and I lean on God in any instances.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, we were talking about prayer. I see somebody on the side of the road, like in a car accident, I immediately go into praying yeah. for them. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of thing.
Because it's powerful. It really works.
It's powerful. But everybody is not like that. And throughout my journey, especially like living here in LA, I've learned that people are thinking different. They come from different places. They want to be, you know, maybe in a space to where we even are, to where we're like, it's only going up. Like, this is not even the end. Just like that relationship building, it's only going to magnify even more to people like listening and, you know, wanting to gain more. What do you say to people that want to be more active with God? Like, besides prayer, what are we doing?
So spending time with God, prayer is like the number one, right? And what I can say about prayer, if you want to say like, okay, you know, because prayer, everybody looks at it a certain way. Mm-hmm. If you're religious, you think, okay, close my hands together, close my eyes, pray this way, right? But no, it's literally just having a conversation.
Yeah.
And what you want to do first and foremost is be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Be vulnerable and transparent. A regular conversation. How I'm sitting here talking to you like, dang, this New York move is
yes.
a lot.
Yes.
It's too much. God,
that's how
this
you talk
New York
to him.
Move is a lot.
Absolutely.
It's too much. Like, vulnerability and transparency helps you build that connection with him
mm-hmm.
because your intimacy starts to grow with anybody you're having vulnerable conversations with.
Right.
And then you start seeing him answer because you know the way he speaks to you is like going to be an automatic thing. And then outside of prayer, spending time with God comes in, you know, reading your Bible, maybe even watching a sermon or something, or maybe just worshiping in a way that speaks to you. Like, sometimes I don't even pray. I would just have days where I just put on music and I just dance and I dance as if unto the Lord, because I'm like, Lord, I don't have the words right now, I can't really pray, I don't know what to say, but you're gonna get this movement.
That is so,
like, you're gonna get this movement, and this is how I'm going to worship you. And it's like, when you start seeing that and you start seeing the signs are clarity and direction,
yeah.
you know, type of situation. But then there comes confirmation. And the confirmation for me was when I made the decision that I was going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my boss. I quit my job.
Mm.
Quit my job.
That's big. We need a check.
Now, first of all, I don't have no place to stay out there. I don't have no job out there. But
yeah.
he said go. And I'm like, I can't prolong it no more. It's like an urgency in my spirit now
because
of how clearly I'm hearing him about it. Quit my job. Bought a one-way flight out to New York that's leaving soon with nothing. Right? No place to stay, no job, no nothing.
Mm.
5 days later, I get approved for the very first apartment that I went out there and saw and loved to the max. 5 days
yes,
later,
God.
He gives me the apartment. That's
yeah.
the confirmation that he wants me to go, because I know we probably ain't even got time to go into the details of the apartment, but that was such a miracle.
No, catch her live. She goes into it. For real.
That was
her
such
page?
A miracle.
Yeah. It's
like,
a miracle.
And because of that miracle, now I have confirmation. So now I know it's not just me. I heard you.
You know,
and I can hear you clearly.
I want to bring this up too, because I've been able to appreciate and tuning to your lives where you are actively and openly speaking tongue, right? And I share in that same similar gift, which is really, really beautiful to me. And I know sometimes the spirit just moves.
Yeah. Sometimes the spirit just moves, and like, I be trying to contain it. But you know, like, if Holy Spirit is speaking through you, sometimes because you actually spend time praying in the spirit, it comes out. Cause it's just like, okay, this is communication with the spirit realm. Like, this is not just me speaking. Like, now you know Holy Spirit is present. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And a lot of people like shy away from it or try not to tap into it because they don't really understand it. So what I can say, because I know I can't really like explain it all fully, ask God if you desire the gift. And then not only ask him, but begin to practice praying in the spirit. Begin to start saying, okay, Father, what is it? Or even ask for interpretation. Like, what is it that I'm saying to you that I don't understand? Reveal to me the mystery. Because a lot of the times when we're praying in the spirit, we don't know what we're praying for. However, we could possibly be speaking, you know, prophecies into our lives. Yes. Like, this whole New York thing probably could have came out of me, you know, spending an hour praying in the spirit one day. You know what I'm saying? You never really know, because it's such a spiritual thing and a lot of people don't understand it. And so when you have moments and you hear somebody doing, you're just like, wait a minute, what's that?
Yeah.
Just ask God about it. Yeah. Just ask God about it and do your research. Do your research.
Don't you love him?
Yeah.
It's so good. And you also, I do want to say this, you have a book. People need to buy it.
Yep.
Tap into it. Where can they find that?
All Things Work Together.
Okay.
On Amazon.com. You can just type in All Things Work Together by Portia Carter. Or you can go to www.portiacarter.com to get a signed copy of All Things Work Together. Because I will send you handwritten situation. Okay. Just for you. And a special note from me and the Father. Because I pray for y'all when I write it.
Yes. Up. The Father. The Son. And the Holy Ghost. I do want to say thank you so much for stopping by. I'm so in awe of your journey, and I cannot wait to see like what you tackle now that God is uprooting you and putting you in a new place to literally take over and only go up from there. Because you say, I mean, New York is the capital for TV, so we about to do some things for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it either, but we going up.
Okay. Wait. I'm like, can we end in a short prayer? Can we end in a short prayer?
We can.
Can you lead us into prayer?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. Bless Archie. Bless his business. Bless the Archie J experience. Take it to higher heights, Lord. And do what only you can do it for, so that he know that it was you and only you. And everybody that is watching and or listening, bless them, keep them, cover them, protect them in all of their ways, Father God. And anything that they are standing in need of, supply it. For you said, I would supply all of your needs according to your riches and glory. So do it for them like only you can. We love you. We honor you. We thank you for this moment where we can come to you about anything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks so much for checking out this pod post. If you like this one, be sure to share, follow, subscribe, comment. I don't know where the buttons are, but do all that fun stuff. And then be sure to join me right here for the next episode. All right? I'm your boy, Archie J, and thanks for joining me today.